And then after you'd finish with that, you might, after you've had a big meal, a woman might say, now I must do what with the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
Right, and then she holds it under the clear water and she...
You wash it, yes, and ranches it.
All right. What about the thing she holds in her hand when she removes food from the plate? You know, the thing that sticks...
The garbage can?
No, there's the food that sticks to the plate. You might hold something in your hand to kind of rub that off the plate.
Well, that'd be the dish rag.
Okay, and how about for drying the dish?
Well, you've got drying towels.
Now, when you're taking a bath, something you might use to put soap on when you're washing yourself.
Well,
small piece of...
I put the soap on washcloth.
Yeah, and then you dry yourself with a...
With a towel.
Okay. And the water at the sink comes out the...
Into the bath.
Yeah, if it comes in at the sink, when you turn the water on, it comes... What do you call it?
Faucet.
Yeah. How about on the side of a house where you might hook up a hose?
Well, that's a faucet on the outside of the house is all I ever hear them called.
Okay. You don't use the word spigot?
Well, a lot of times they do.
Yes. What's that?
Spigot. A lot of people use it. Spigot or faucet.
Would you be as likely to use that as faucet? Or?
Yes. Some people, well, I've heard it used both ways, faucets and spigots.
You mentioned, I think, I'm not sure if you mentioned this before or not. When you slaughtered hogs, what did you put them in? When to get the hair off?
You scalding vat or scalding tub, scalding barrel, some call them scalding vats, tubs,
yeah.
And barrels.
No,
they ain't all the same. A barrel's different from a vat. And a vat is more like you've got a place built where you've got a vat. It's built and a furnace-like. You build a fire under it, and you've got a platform on each side of it or on one side of it, and roll the hog in there and scald him, and then roll him back out on the table to... Now, that's the way farmers used to do it. And then they had a scalding tub and a barrel, and they'd pour the water in that barrel and then put the hog in him and shake him up and down and put one end in and pull him out and then put the other end in and shake him up and down, bring him out and get the hair off of him then before he gets cold.
So you have to get it off before it gets cold.
Well, it's easier got off before it gets cold. If it gets cold, it's a little harder to get off.
On a barrel, you mentioned a barrel. On a barrel that you might have some kind of liquid in, and it might have a thing that you turn.
I never seen one that you had liquid in on it. You put the water in it to scald the hog.
Oh, no. I mean for drinking.
Yes. I've seen them back. Used to have them, a spigot with a little keg or a vat of some kind with a whole, maybe a gallon or 2 gallon of water. Yeah. And they've got them today, and I've seen them back when I was a kid. Well, they, most people used to, when I was a kid, carry water to fill in a keg.
Mm-hmm. And did that have a little thing on it?
No, it didn't.
Just have a dipper or something?
You had to pour it out in the dipper or drink out of the keg.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. If you've got dead water standing in your pipes and the temperature drops way down, what might happen to the pipes?
If the temperature dropped down and the pipes wasn't well insulated, it'd freeze.
And then what might happen?
Burst.